So the Gematria, thank you for the reminder. We were discussing just briefly to recap. Tisha B'Av, Shabbos, Oneg, Nega, Malchus, Yesod, and the coming together of these things. Tisha B'Av being a day of Bris, of Yesod, Shmiras Einayim, Hester Panim, whereas Shabbos is a day of Gili Hashem, day of Emunah, day of Malchus. And one is Oneg, one is Nega, and the coming of those two things together, Yesod and Malchus, which is a Zivug, if they can coincide together, that's manifestation of Hashem's Achdus. I want to explain just briefly like how that manifests itself, perhaps today, in a certain das of that. The Zohar says that if a person is in Gehenna and the Shechina is there, that's not a Gehenna. And it's really a big Musar Haskel for us in terms of our Avodah in this world, is that the world is in a state of Nega, and all we need to do, though, is to have the Das to find the Shechina Kedosha. Because as the Zohar says, if a person's in a Gehenna, but he's with the Shechina, so then it was never a Galus, and it's not a Gehenna. And that's one of the great secrets that Hashem will reveal to us at the end of this long Galus, is that it was never a Galus. We just didn't know what to do. We didn't have the Das to find the Shechina Kedosha and to make it an Iker. Because if we would find the Shechina, because the Shechina is with us, Shechina to be Galusa, so then it's not a Galus and it was never a Galus. And that's really what Shabbos, Tisha B'Av is all about. It's the recipe for Gula. It's not changing the landscape. It's just about Umalah Arts Deyas Hashem. It's having a certain Das of Hashem's Yichud. Along the lines what Shmuel says in the Gemara, that Ein Bein, there's no difference between now and La'asa Lava, Yemais Mashiach, except Shibud Malchias Belvad. Not a lot has to change, it's just a certain Das, a certain Havana in the Amkus of Hashem's Achdus, which ends the Galus. Not where we are, but how much we know about Achdus Hashem, that Das. And that's really what Shabbos and Tisha B'Av is all about. So we spoke about Emunah, which is what Shabbos is, Malchus and Shmiras Abris and Kedushas Einayim, which is what challenge of what Tisha B'Av is all about, the Inyan of Yesod, that Mori, the loss of love, and Shabbos Kodesh, coming of those two things together. So the Lashon which we have here in the Kozhna Tzimagid, although it's not the Lashon of the Gemara, but it's what we were working with, Bikesh Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shamis. Rebbe wanted to be Oikir Tisha B'Av which fell out on Shabbos, but Amar Hoyel V'Idche Yidche, that since it's been Nidcha, let it be Nidcha. So the Yesodis of our Emunah are Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem from Achsal L'Avod. It could be said that Shabbos is a day of Shema, Gili of Achdus Hashem, and Baruch Shem, Kavod Machsal L'Avod, which we say quietly, is like Tisha B'Av, it's the concealment. The Zohar says that L'Asa L'Avod there'll be a Vav, and we'll say U Baruch Shem from Achsal L'Avod. 25 letters of Shema, right now there's 24 Baruch Shem, plus the Vav will be 25, Vayif and Koy V'Koy, we spoke about in the past. And that Vav could be like Bris. It's the Bris, which is Makash or Shema, and Baruch Shem Kepim Achson Lavoyet. Bikei Shabri Lakar Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av Shechal is Gematria, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Bikei Shabri Lakar Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos V'Omar is Gematria, the three components. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kepim Achson Lavoyet, plus Bris, which is Emunah and Bris, Shabbos and Tisha B'Av, like we spoke about, 3,089, and one is 3,088 with the Koyla. And the last three words, Hoyel ve'idche yidche, Lashon the Gemara, is Gematria Oneg / Nega. So we have Shema, Baruch Shem, Bris, Emunah, Yisoid, Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, the Oneg and the Nega, Hoyel ve'idche yidche, Mishbizeche. So finally, a tikkun of the Malchus, Yisoid, coming together of the two, that Yontif of Shabbos Tisha B'Av with Kudosh Shem Avodah Zarah.